guy.
Portable down here in Seneca. Name's Bruce, B-R-U-C-E.
Good afternoon, Bruce. This is N0TR. That's Tango Radio. My name is Tom. And we are out on 29, I guess it is, headed back, coming into, I guess, Lyman. And been to Spartanburg, to Sam's and Costco's, and headed to the Daughters to drop off some mass consumables. Bruce, how's your day?
We just moved back to the area. We've been gone for, we had a house here for 24 years on Lake Hartwell, and we sold it about 6 years ago, and stayed down in Florida for a while and decided we wanted to come back here, so we sold everything in Florida. And just living in an apartment right now, but I have a detached garage, and I have a radio station hooked up here and a detached garage. I also have one in the guest bedroom, so I'm getting to know the analog FM real well here lately. Over.
Bruce, well, you're a wise man moving from Florida up here, from what I've seen. It's one of five states where people from New York and California and all is moving down to, I think mostly because of taxes. And the taxes here are superb compared to most places. We've been here for about 11 years. We moved here from the Land of Oz. That's O-Z, as in we left Toto and Dorothy back up in Kansas. And this to us seems to be the Land of Oz. That's Alpha Hotels and A-H-Oz, you know. It's really a nice place to live.
Tom, I fully understand. I traveled a lot. I used to work for the government, traveled a lot. Was in a lot of states and a lot of countries in Central and South America, the Caribbean, for work. And we lived up here we moved up here permanently in 93. And then I got transferred in 2004 down to Brunswick, Georgia. And from Brunswick, Georgia, I got transferred up to D.C. And then from D.C., they transferred me back down to Boca Raton, which is where we originally started out a long time ago. And we thought we'd be happy down there, and, foolishly, we sold our house. Anyway, but we're remedying that right now. So, but we, house on the lake's nothing that we really care about anymore. Just a house in a neighborhood will work fine for us. So, very good, Tom. Yeah, it's really nice. Very active analog FM. So I'm really enjoying that, and from my apartment location, I get a real good line of sight to almost everything up on the mountains, so I get out pretty good, and that's, so I'm building up a little station here in the attached garage, as well as one in the apartment there, so dual places don't work from. Over.
Well, that sounds very nice. We're about 5 minutes from Lake Robinson and about 5 minutes or less from Lake Cunningham, just north end of Greer, up on Highway 101, and really like it. And my brother-in-law and them had a very nice home on the Lake of the Ozarks, and when he retired from the Wichita Police Force, and then he was a security guard at Boeing for 10 years. And he got tired of them steps down to the lakes and all of that, too, and he moved back to a farm west of our little town of Pittsburgh, Kansas. And they really loved that until they retired. I saw all the water I care to see in the U.S. Navy many, many years ago. The ocean's beautiful. I like to see it, but I want to go home after that, and I don't want to be out on it.
For me, it was a real passion. I did a lot of boating. I originally went originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Been in Pittsburgh, Alabama. Never been in Pittsburgh, Kansas, though. And I went to South Florida, finished college, and got into law enforcement. And so I was able to enjoy my hobby a lot. And with the travel that I eventually got, you could always go and find some place to get wet at, either diving or sailing or just motorboating, you know. So seen pretty much all boated all around the East Coast from North Carolina down to the Florida Keys and all in the Caribbean and places. So now water's good, but it's been getting a little hairy with it living, you know, 1.5 miles from it there in Southeast Florida. So I was just tired of that. I mean, every place has weather, but I don't know. It was just getting the money. But anyway, Florida is not, for us, it was getting very expensive to live there, mostly because of the insurance for your home. We had a small 1,000-square-foot home in almost 70 years old, and our insurance for the house was about $8,000 a year. Over.
Oh, good Lord. That's amazing. And I heard, I read on Fox News this morning that their tax on their gas down there was like 61 cents a gallon or something like that. Whew. Boy, that's a bunch. Well, there's a house just up the street from us, and it's for sale for $929,000, which is, in my estimation, about 2.5 to 3 times more than it's worth. But it is new and it is beautiful, and there's 2.5 acres with it. But on a $929,000 home, the taxes are $2,800. A little bit of difference there, and it's 4-bedroom.
Talking about $8,000 for insurance. $8,000 was just for the home insurance. The property taxes were close to $3,000. So it was like almost $10,000 between property taxes and and most importantly, the hurricane insurance, which is just has no room to go but up. So anyway, we've kept a lot here across the street from the lake here in Hartwell since we were last living here, and we had thoughts of building a house there. We're just kind of waiting out things. Things are a little in a frenzy right now with housing and stuff like that. So we opt for the apartment, and actually it's quite nice. I mean, I don't have to worry about nothing. If a light bulb goes out, I just call them up, and they come over, and they fix it, and then go away. So it's kind of nice, and it doesn't have the condo kind of appeal or problems. So anyway, nice talking to you, Tom. I'm going to get back to installing stuff here, but I heard you on there and wanted to say hi, and I hear your voice on a lot because I have been scanning a lot. So I hope to meet up with you soon again. W4HI. 73, Tom.
Mind business, Bruce. Well, the pleasure's all mine. I enjoyed it. I might say my cousin is a retired JAG lawyer and has a law practice down there in Florida with his family. He seemed like he was going to stay, but he got wiped out year before last, I think, by that hurricane. And I'll tell you, my wife was sitting beside me here. We've been married 53 years as of the 15th of this month. And we saw enough F3, F4, and F5 tornadoes to do for a lifetime. So we're kind of the same way about that. Lord's willing, and the creek don't rise, we won't get that tomorrow. It's the first time that I've seen them quite as concerned about the weather here tomorrow for large hail damaging winds and possible tornadoes. That is out of character, although we've had a few F1s down here. Stay safe, have a good day, Bruce, and really nice talking to you today. W8HI, I believe it was, Bruce. This is NZOTR 73.
Yeah, 73, Tom. That's Whiskey 4 Hotel India. And actually, Seneca had an F3 tornado really do a little job on the downtown area. Lots of houses damaged, and that was, I guess, 2 years ago. So, they're here. They're everywhere, actually. There's lots of tornadoes inside hurricanes, by the way. So, okay, nice meeting you, Tom. W4HI clear.
About the air, I've been dodging traffic here. I'm down by runway 4 at GSP International. W4HI, great call. This is N0TR, and those are my initials, Bruce. Tom Rouse, 73, clear.
CBA Mobile.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Hey, Mr. Tom, what are you up to besides no good?
Well, I'm on the downwind leg to runway 22 at GSP International Airport presently. And I'm just passing the threshold.
Got you on the input over here at, on Rutherford Road. Doing pretty good there. What are you running, 1,000 watts or something?
1,500 watts on this bodacious rig here with uppers and lowers.
That.
I don't ever look down at the radio, Dave. I'm right here at the I-85 junction now, where the Spink station is, and you cross over the bridge on Buncombe, I guess it is. And it's just a policy. I just don't do it. If you got to change to another frequency, Bernice does it the same way. Like right now, she's texting the daughter because I don't touch the cell phone other than to reach over and hand it to her.
So, it's quite, I'm sure that's quite a challenge, text and drive. I mean, I'd run off the road or hit somebody if I tried to do that. I've been known to text at a traffic light for that kind of thing, but anyway, you know, if it was like a case of, how we used to say that, a case of I have to. But anyway, I'm going to pick up supper. A wife came in and a lasagna she was going to cook is still frozen. And it looks like I'm cooking, so to Bojangles it is.
Sounds like his style of cooking.
I resemble that. I have a specialty in that way. I never have to cook. I just tell her, okay, it's going to be beanie weenies and Gatorade.
I mean, you know, if she says it's my night to cook, I said, okay, well, where you want to eat? Where you want to go? Well, that was before COVID. I guess. The fire truck's going to the Walmart at Taylor's here. All right, I'm gonna place an order here, and I'll be right back. KP4CPA.
QSL, starting to sprinkle here. We'll be here a little longer, Dave. N0TR.
N4DJC.
We'll go around the construction, Bernice. Sorry about that, Jerry. Good afternoon, Jerry. Nice to hear you. And it's starting to sprinkle here. I should have said Highway 14 there at GSP a while ago, so you have a better idea. And Dave he's cooking at supper at Bojangles right now. And we're headed to the daughter's with some, as they used to say in the old days when they had a decent Saturday Night Live, mass consumables.
Hopefully we'll get everybody vaccinated. My daughter got her first shot lined up for Saturday. My son is lined up for Sunday. So hopefully we'll be, give us another month and we'll be at least inoculated.
On that, well, I just talked to a real nice gentleman, W4HI. I'm certain that I talked to him before, but it's been a while. And I called him a W8HI, which was my mistake, but I talked to a W8 with a 1x2 the other day. And I can't remember his name, but this gentleman's name was Bruce. Oh, wow, here comes, looks like a 777. And boy, those things, they look like they almost stop in midair up there. That is a biggie fry coming in.
Not moving. In the state, I guess they, to put it in perspective, I should say, I guess they're moving fast enough to stay up there.
Oh, 140 to 160, somewhere in that area, Jerry. But like when those come in, or the 7.7 or 7.8s, it's just amazing how slow it looks like. It looks like they'd fall out of the sky. I wish I was able to go down and fly with the nephew sometime on them 787s, but it cuts off at aunts and uncles, and we don't get free transportation. He works for American Airlines, but would be nice. But you do have to fly a standby, but right now it'd be a good time to fly a standby, I would think.
I think so, unless the number of flights is down, but I was listening to some air band the other day, ZTL Atlanta, you know, Spartanburg High and Low, that sort of thing, and they didn't seem particularly busy, but it seemed like it, I wonder if they're filling, surely they're not filling the planes up.
Well, they said they had a record since the COVID started here the other day at GSP, and I forget what the count was. But that airport is growing exponentially, and it's pretty incredible the number of passengers they can put through there in a year. I hated to see it get big. It was nice the way it was, but, you know, time changes everything. But probably from noon till 7 or 8 o'clock at night is when you're going to get your most traffic out of there. And on the weekends, the Navy comes up and does touch and goes, and so does the Air Force at times with their version of the 707, it kind of looks like. I don't know what model it is nowadays. But the Navy flies the 737 P-8 Poseidon in and out of there quite a lot. And the Air Guard C-130s are quite frequent. It's pretty neat to watch them. I'd like to go down by Donaldson sometime just to see where Wyatt was telling me the other day where you could view the field. But they don't have a lot of traffic down there, actually. But I hate to have to drive across town for anything, Jerry, if you know what I mean. And we'd have to go right through downtown Greenville.
KP4 CPA.
Dennis Pro, back. How you doing, David?
I'm trying to figure out what this guy's. He don't know what he's doing. He pulled over and let me get by him. I am right now. I'm fetching some vittles. How about that, boy? You don't hear that word very much. I went to Bojangles and got some dead chicken, and that's what we're going to have for supper. And I heard y'all talking about airplanes, and Tom, I thought you military boys got to fly anywhere you wanted to go. I thought they'd fly anywhere you wanted to go.
Well, if you use active duty or retired, I suppose. I don't even know if they get that benefit. But I used to fly the mail plane from San Diego up to Alameda and visit my brother. It was an old C-47. Took a long time. California's a long ways. That's when I was in. But no, there's no such thing now, to my knowledge, Dave. But well, we're just talking about the activity down here around has really, really picked up in the airports. Really grown. Well, there comes a dangerous living civilian walking along the highway here. It's sprinkling here, Dave. Where you at, down in Taylor's?
Say hey to Jerry, and this is going to be my last. I just pulled back in the subdivision, as my daughter used to say. I'm back in on Rutherford, and I just turned on the Pheasant Ridge Drive. So, but yeah, the sun came out for a second there. It was crazy. It's gone, but it was there for about 30 seconds. That's kind of weird. Instead of a little break in the clouds. And I hear from the forecast we might really get some bad weather tomorrow.
Correct. Go ahead, here.
I tell you, Dave, you have a good afternoon. Good to hear from you. Glad you're doing well. And, man, I tell you what, I'd like to have a piece of chicken. I don't have to drive to Taylor to get it, though. But we haven't eaten anything out since March a year ago, so we're anxious about getting started and doing a little bit of that again. Go ahead, Tom. But anyway, good to talk to you, Dave.
73 is KP4CBA.
See you later, Dave. Nice to hear you this afternoon, and enjoy your chicken. It's old dead chicken, as we used to call it up in Kansas also. I'm looking at some geese out here, and they would be old dead geese if we was in Kansas. Although I don't like ducks or geese, to be honest with you, for eating purposes. Jerry, we're just a couple of blocks from the daughter's house, and we're going to drop off these groceries and try to get back before. They said the rain here is going to start after 5 o'clock, so I don't want to be in that traffic anyways, Jerry. So I'm going to say 73s, and we'll catch you in a little bit on the road home if you're still around. If not, nice to hear you. In 4DJC in 0TR.
Yeah, have a nice afternoon. Hopefully you get back home again before the weather gets worse. And my daughter lives there. She's actually in almost in Malden there, and so we get a lot of the Donaldson traffic coming in and out. And when I was working for a living, my office was right at Donaldson Center, so I got to see a lot of it going on. And of course, you could hear them before you could hear it on the scanner. I used to, when I worked at the office, I'd leave the scanner on, hairband, and you'd hear them coming in usually. Have a good afternoon. Be safe. Talk to you later. Is here at TR and 4DJC.